is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some new music from Coldplay. Coldplay is one of the most popular global superstar bands on the planet. And so there's a lot of people, expecting their new music when it comes out. And Rolling Stone has published a review of the new Coldplay album, actually before it was even released. Coldplay has released the second edition in their Music of the Spheres. And their new recording is called Moon Music, released on October 4th in 2024. And there's a very interesting interview and article in Rolling Stone by John Dolan. He's interviewing Chris Martin. And I loved what he had to say. So consider this a little bit of an intro as we get ready to hear the title track from Coldplay's new Moon Music. This is what John Dolan has to say. Very interesting quote. As its title implies, the Coldplay of Moon Music aren't coming back down to Earth anytime soon. The album is the second part of their Music of the Spheres project, with song titles like Jupiter and Eterna. It's every bit as intergalactically ambitious as you'd expect. Musically spacious and emotionally boundless. But unlike other space travel rock or pop or soul artists, Chris Martin isn't lifting off into the Milky Way to escape our fallen world. He's out there to find himself. Once upon a time, I tried to get myself together, be more like the sky, and welcome every kind of weather, Martin sings on the album. The album opening title track, a widening new age gyre of celestial orchestrations that eventually resolves into a searching spare piano melody that sounds like Elton John doing Eric Satie. I'm trying to trust in the heavens above, and I'm trying to trust in a world full of love. Coldplay, Moon Music.
Moon Music. upon a time I tried to get myself together, be more like the sky and welcome every kind of weather, be more eagle-like and find the flight in every feather. Once upon a time, but I'm still trying to get better. Maybe I'm just crazy, I should just be a brick in the wall, sit and watch the TV, blame everyone else for it all. But I'm trying to trust in the heavens above, and I'm trying to trust in a world full of love, fire and water and constantly dream, the balance of things and the music between. There's anyone out there, I'm close to the end. There's anyone out there, I just need a friend.
You're
Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, Coldplay from Moon Music. So, you know, when I hear this album, and one of the things, so many ideas come to me, but one of the things that I'm trying to understand is a solo musician, a solo singer-songwriter, and what their career, what their creative process is like, versus somebody like Chris Martin, working in a band that has not changed since they first met each other in college in London. You know, there's some incredible power about collaborating in a band that stays together over decades. And Coldplay is an example of that. I mean, think of the Rolling Stones. If Brian Jones hadn't drowned unexpectedly when he was so young, he'd still be in the band. If Charlie Watts hadn't died, he'd still be in the band. You know, U2, think about them. They've been together since they were teenagers. So there's something remarkable about that. And then to take that collaboration one step further, when a band like Coldplay works on a project like Music of the Spheres, and to take in an outside producer, somebody outside of your band, somebody that you just have met in the past couple of years. So the man who produced this album and the previous volume one in Coldplay's Music of the Spheres is a Swedish producer, and they call him Max Martin. That's actually his alias. He was born Carl Martin Sandberg, but he became Max Martin. Now he has... You know, he has co-written and co-produced 27 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles. That's 27 of them. Okay, he has written the second most number one singles on this chart, behind only Paul McCartney, who's written 32 singles on the top 100 number one chart. And then John Lennon wrote 26 of those songs. So Max Martin is just one step ahead of John Lennon. And Hollywood Reporter has tallied he's written all these singles, and his sales of his singles are over 135 million copies. So this is the man that collaborated with Coldplay on this album. And it's really interesting, because when I look at the credits of what he has previously produced, starting with Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl in 2008, Maroon 5, One More Night in 20, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. Everybody knows that. The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. That's not music that I typically listen to. It's kind of interesting. It's very tailored to be popular, very popular. And it's written to satisfy large arena crowds. And it's written on the themes, the easy themes of relationship issues that you go through in your 20s and 30s. Well, the relationship issues never end. But there is a certain slickness. And when I listen to some of the earlier Coldplay albums, so another idea that occurs to me is, when a band at this level of global popularity releases a new album, everybody's, you know, going, hey, that doesn't sound like the stuff I like. Who are these people? They've changed. You know, when Bob Dylan starts to play electric and everyone gets upset. And Coldplay had all these hummable, very hooky, very vulnerable, personally written songs. And then this is orchestration and production and expansion. And as John Dolan said in his interview, in a galactic perspective, it's not a typical Coldplay album. So it's interesting to me when I hear the juxtaposition on the album of both of those things, the incredible vulnerability of This Is My Story versus the global, we want to reach out to everybody. So let's listen to some more of this album. I think I've said enough. I wonder what you think about it. The next song we're going to hear is called Eterna. And to me, this is one of those big arena songs. And then, just to show the contrast, after that we're going to hear a song called All My Love, which goes back to a piano accompaniment. It sounds like a John Lennon ballad to me, or someone else said Barry Manilow or something. And then we'll end with a big finale, the big finish on the album, kind of summarizing the philosophies and the themes that they've been bringing forth on this incredibly positive and uplifting and beautiful and astounding new recording from Coldplay, Moon Music. This song is called Eterna.
Been through low, been through sunshine, been through snow. All the colors of the weather. We've been through high every corner of the sky. And still we're holding on together. And you got all my love, whether it rains or pours, I'm all yours. You've got all my love, whether got all my love. Until I die, let me hold you if you cry. Be my 1, 2, 3.
One.
Coldplay. Christopher Anthony John Martin was born on March the 2nd in 1977. So he's 47 years old, and his bandmates are Johnny Buckland, Guy Berryman, and Will Champion. So that was Coldplay's album called Moon Music, released on October the 4th in 2024. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. You're listening local here on Radio Catskill. Oh, yes. The two things that have really got me going is this new Coldplay recording. I've heard about it. I'm excited about it. But then also, I wasn't expecting Becca Stevens to release a new album. On August the 30th, she released her 9th album. Now, the album we just heard is Coldplay's 10th album. And they started releasing in 2000 was their very first recording called Parachute. Well, Becca Stevens, now, if you've been listening to my show at all lately, you've heard about her a little bit because she's got to be one of the most amazing artists since the 2000s. I mean, everything she has done just astounds me at the depth of her ability, not only as an instrumentalist, as a guitarist, on the ukulele, on any kind of stringed instruments. But her ability as a songwriter, the depth of her lyrics. I'm thinking for me, she's in the ranks of Joni Mitchell, who I consider to be among one of the great composers, along with Schumann, you know, and other great singer-songwriters. And so she released an album called Maple to Paper. And this is her ninth album. You know, I was talking earlier about having a band and collaborating with different people. When you look at the careers of a solo songwriter, like look at how many different bands Bob Dylan has had. How many different producers? How many different people has he worked with? And Becca has walked that same kind of path, where she seems to have the ability to flow into what is in front of her and accept what life presents to her and reap the most amazing musical rewards. Her ninth album, Maple to Paper, is a return to a solo. It's just her and her guitar at home. She's recently turned 40 years old, and she's just given birth to her second child. And at the same time, she lost her mother. And some of the songs on her new album are so personal that it astounds me that she's saying things that I have felt myself. She has the ability, the most astounding poetry, has the ability to put things into words that you've never been able to actually say before. And when you get that kind of gift, they call it the shock of recognition. When you experience that with poetry or music, it's astounding. And then there's also the musical evolution that she's gone through. When I first discovered Becca Stevens, it was in 2016, 2017, from a collaboration that she did with Snarky Puppy. And then she started to work with David Crosby. And she released, co-wrote with David Crosby on his Sky Trails album in 2017. That same year, she also released her third album, which is the one that just stunned me with the music on this album called Regina. And I wanted to play a couple of tracks from that and listen to her latest stuff. And then we can talk about it some more, yeah. But first, let's listen. So Regina, the concept of the album is every song on the album has to do with a queen. Regina, a queen. She includes a letter from Queen Elizabeth to her lover. She includes a song based on a poem written by a Japanese geisha in 200 A.D., or whatever. I mean, she includes a song about Freddie Mercury because, after all, he was a queen. She includes a thing about Shakespeare, Queen Mab. It's a truly astounding album. And the production, it was produced by Michael League, who she also collaborated with in the band with David Crosby. So let's listen to the title track from Regina. This is Becca Stevens.
Carved a heart in a dogwood tree, found a song in everything. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Barefoot dancing in the pouring rain. Whoa, 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 whoa. Regina, won't you come back home? Done her daddy proud, made her mama shine. Found beauty in the night through a child's eyes. Lit up life like a firefly. Never knowing that fire could die. Oh no, no. Regina, won't you come back home? She can't get it back. don't.
What happened?
Little girl three, all turned to stone. Spends all day on the telephone, saying no, no, no. She lost her way along the wandering path. She can't get it. She can't get it back. It's the wanderer who finds her sorrow. Lord only knows he had a long road. Feeling not again.
Rebecca Stevens from Regina, released in 2017. So we're going to move on to her most recent release, Maple to Paper, on August the 30th, 2024. There's an interview that I discovered. I've never visited poppeddustbefore.com, but it's very interesting. She did an interview with Shervin Lenez in September on the 4th. And I'd like to read a little bit about what Becca has to say. This is the introduction from Shervin. Says, when we talk, Becca Stevens is in Hong Kong playing a string of shows. Before that, she was in Japan. Before that, she was on Broadway on the cast of the Tony Award-winning musical Illinois, all while juggling the demands of motherhood and working on her new album, Maple to Paper. So she's an incredibly busy artist. She did a concert in Manhattan in the Cutting Room recently. I wish I could have seen it. This album is one of the most intimate albums I've ever heard. Everybody goes through losing their mother. Everyone goes through these things. She talks in this interview about it's her responsibility, she feels, as an artist to address the things that seem so personal but are still very universal. And I myself have sung music, I've sung opera, I've sung all kinds of things. And if you are singing a song in an opera, for instance, where you're going to murder somebody, if you are experiencing that emotion, your body gets so wound up, you can't sing. You can't, you're not singing that for you to experience the emotion. You want the audience to feel that emotion. So what's interesting as a songwriter is you have to feel that emotion when you're writing the song. And then how do you make that transition to performing it? Well, she talks about that. And the question from the interviewer in Pop Dust is, how do the songs change when you go from that initial cathartic expression to something for an audience? And here's her answer. Because this entire album is recorded in single takes, her on her guitar, at home, recording live. And so she says, quote, the writing process was like ugly therapy sessions, just processing and going through all the stages of grief randomly, like a grief roller coaster. Then the recording process was one step removed from that. I was more focused on trying to rise above the technicality and go back into the emotional, but in a more controlled spectator type way, dipping back into the role of how I felt when I wrote the songs, but without losing control. And I say that because in the recording process, I had takes where I was able to fully commit to this character that was experiencing this grief. But I had gone fully into it, then I wouldn't have been able to execute the song. So it's a balancing act there. And that was almost an athletic venture. It took me the better part of a year to get to the point where I believed all of the takes. The recording was done live, everything. I was singing and playing at the same time, and I was really hoping for as close to complete takes as possible. The third stage that I'm in now, performing this stuff, is totally different. It's a totally different experience to be able to witness the exchange of energy and to have it be received by an audience. Well, the song that touched me the most was called Wild Eyes Open, and it's obviously about losing her mother. So there's a couple of intimate songs on here, and then there's a couple that, you know, she steps back and has something different to say. So I thought we'd listen to Wild Eyes Open first, and this is the one that just made me cry when I heard it. And then we'll hear another song called So Many Angels. This is Becca Stevens from Maple to Paper.
Chapel on a hill. It's the house she couldn't leave, and the story I can't tell. And a bat lives in the steeple just below the bell, hiding from the people who cry out, why me? Oh, keep those wild eyes open. Right. and the bell rang loud for hours when it came her time to leave. And she left us like a lion and died just like a lamb. If it weren't for all her crying, I'd rewind just to say goodbye again. She loved my baby girl just like the summer loves a storm. She said, "You're an old soul I've known since the very day that you were born. So tell me all your secrets. You just came from where I'm going. Who are you? Are you a little piece of God? Come down for me to hold." A little piece of God. There's a mouse there in the sunroom. I think he's still alive. Could you drive him to the river so he'll live a better life? He wasn't meant to be here in these old church walls, and he must be getting tired of fighting. An infant to her future, standing out in the open, outliving every reaper like a stubborn grain of sin. The best way to lose my hair, she said, is watch it coming out in my granddaughter's hands. Keep those wild eyes open. Keep them young. Bat lives in the steeple, so when you leave at night, just close the door behind you so he won't fly inside. She left us like a lion and died just like a lamb. If it weren't for all my crying, I'd be reaching out my hand saying, "Mama, please don't go. Keep those wild eyes open. Keep them young and bright. Keep those wide eyes open.
Happening.
smile between the waves and count to ten, and let's get moving. My little heart was scared to pieces. I lost all sense of space and time when I walked into your room to find that face that won't quit singing in my mind. You've got so many angels rapping at your door.
Nothing you can hold lasts forever, so find what you love and live for it any way you can. That's from her Maple to Paper album, released on August the 30th in 2024. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We listened to the newest album from Coldplay, and we heard Becca Stevens' Maple to Paper. Once again, thank you so much for listening.
When Adam Galinsky became a dad, he found himself doing something he had vowed never to do: lose his cool with his kids.
And I trained myself over time to never have that reaction again.
Better ways to deal with stressful situations, this week on Hidden Brain from NPR. Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is John A. Powell. He'll talk to Courtney Martin about his new book, The Power of Bridging. It's a guide to fostering connections in today's fragmented society. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting, because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Online at therestorejville.com. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper serving four counties along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.